Okay, good morning. We're going to think about Perek Mem Zayin in Tehillim. Perek Mem Zayin is a perek which we'll recite seven times on Sunday, not on Shabbos, right before we read the Shofar. It's a very dramatic perek. What happens in Tehillim Perek Mem Zayin, known as L'Natzeach L'Bnei Korach Mizmor? So let's just highlight them. But it does pay to spend some time looking at the psukim, because you're going to say this with a lot of kavanah, you want to know what you're saying. Essentially, it's a scene from Achris Hayamim, in the end of days, according to the Ramaz Mefarshim, understand it, where there's a really big gathering of people from across the globe. So this is extremely germane to Rosh Hashanah, where we dream of one day everyone gathering, V'yeda kol pol, k'yata p'yalta, v'yomad kol shenish imab yako. So this is the gathering. L'Natzeach L'Bnei Korach Mizmor, kol ha'amim tikuchaf. They're going to hold hands, maybe holding hands, maybe clapping hands. It suggests gathering. It also suggests maybe more harmony between nations because they're together. Kol amim tikuchaf. So they're all gathering. There's very little war. A little bit of reference to the war in this parak, but it doesn't seem to be. This is after the war. I think the Radak says this is after Gog and Magog, after the wars have settled down. So now people are at peace and there's harmony. And they're gathering in Yerushalayim. Yivchar lanu is nachal aseinu. They're going to gather in the nachla. Nachla is always a catchword for Yerushalayim. So they're gathering in Yerushalayim, and they're gathering as one nation. Now, the word melech appears a lot in this parak. Let me read some of the psukim for you so that you'll recognize them when you read them. So the beginning is, Ki Hashem Elyon Nora Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. So there are a lot of phrases in this pasuk about Hashem's being Elyon, High, Nora, Unknowable, Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. So everyone has now accepted Hashem as the Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. A little bit later is Zamru Lemalkeinu Zameru. They're singing to Hashem. Ki Melech Kol Haaretz Elokim, Zamru Maskil. Third time, Melech Elokim Al Goyim. Elokim Yashav Kisei Kedshah. So the word Melech appears four times in this parak. The word Elyon appears twice. Ki Hashem Elyon Nora. And the end of the parak is Me'od Na'ala. Hashem is very Elyon. So those are the phrases that capture this coronation of Hashem. That's probably the best way to rephrase. This is a messianic coronation. It's an international assembly in Nachal Aseinu, in Yerushalayim, coronating the Melech four times, the Elyon twice. Now, the other part that characterizes this parak is there's a lot of sound. It's a very noisy parak. You'll see when we say the parak, people scream it, and there's a lot of loudness, but this is a very, very loud parak. What's happening in this parak? There's a lot of hand clapping. Tikuchaf is either hand holding hands in alliance or hand clapping, so tikuchaf. Hariru le'elokim b'kol rina. There's a lot of singing. Hariru le'elokim. So you can just imagine the scene. Hundreds of millions of people gathering in Yerushalayim singing together. Just try to let your imagination capture that scene. So they're singing to Hashem. Hariru le'elokim b'kol rina. Now listen to these two psukim. Count how many times the word Zmiros or Zamru appears in these two psukim. Zamru, Elokim, Zameru. Zamru, Lemalkeinu, Zameru. Melech kol haaretz Elokim, Zamru maskil. Five times in two psukim the word Zamru appears. Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamru Lemalkeinu. Again, the word Melech four, fifth time. Zamru Lemalkeinu Zameru. Melech kol haaretz Elokim, Zamru maskil. Then, of course, in the end, Al Elokim b'shofar, Hashem b'kol trua. So there's hand clapping, there's singing, there's dancing. And this, of course, the sound of the shofar. So that creates another angle for the shofar. The shofar one day will not just be blown together in exiles, it will be blown as part of the celebration and the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the basic theme. Two interesting side notes. Number one, in the end of this parak, which is the end of history, everyone gathers to be with the Jewish people. How are the Jewish people referred to here? Very, very unique. Normally we're referred to as B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Hashem, B'nai Elyon, sometimes B'nai Yaakov. Here we're referred to as Am Elohe Avraham, the nation of Avraham's God. Am Elohe Avraham. Why? Because this is the bookend of history. Avraham started the process, and now the process is concluding, so we return back to the point of origin. Avraham was the first to discover Hashem. Some of you may feel that this is very iconic. now that they signed the Abraham Accords, so people are getting together. But certainly the name Avram denotes an internationalism because all nations, or certainly the major three religions, come from Avram. So there's an inclusion that Amalek Avram provides, as well as a bookending effect that Avram discovered Hashem, and now his mission is completed. Avram's mission, the whole world sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu. One final pasuk, the Chazal tell us that when you blow the shofar, somehow, api Kabbalah, you convert Hashem's Midas Hadin into Midas Arachamim. We don't exactly know how it works, there are different ideas, but it has the power to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu rise from his Midas Hadin, and sin on his Midas HaRachamim, Kel Melchi Yashev HaGisei Rachamim. This pasuk in Parak Mem Zayin is where Chazal learned it from. Listen to the pasuk. Allah Elokim Betrua, Hashem Bekol Shofar. The pasuk begins with Elokim, and it concludes with Hashem. And what creates the transition is Trua. Allah Elokim Betrua, when you blow the Trua, Hashem stands up from his Kisei Adin, Hashem Bekol Shofar, and he decides to treat us with Rachamim. So when we blow the shofar, we're asking Hashem for rachamim. This is an iconic pasuk. Allah lukim betrua, Hashem makol shofar. Gathering, end of days, nachal aseinu. Everyone gathers in Yerushalayim. A lot of singing, clapping, dancing, shofar. A lot of the word melech and elyon. Avram's people have now completed their mission. Tomorrow, of course, after our 2 hours, slichos, the word not be issued.
Thank you so much, my dear.
Oh, by the way, just